Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on April 12 regarding William Cullen, C-U-L-L-E-N. As per the medical records provided, William Cullen was seen at WorkNet on 6-14-21. Pretty stated he was injured on 6-8-21 when he stepped down from a ladder fairly heavily with his left foot. Brady felt soreness of the left posterior calcaneus region. Brady continued working full duty and did not seek treatment for the next 6 days until he presented to this office. Brady denied previous left foot or ankle illnesses or injuries. Period. He was examined and there was no swelling, comma, erythema, comma, heat, comma, crepitus, comma, deformity, comma, myospasm, comma, ecchymosis, abrasion, or laceration about the left ankle or foot. But there were moderate subjective complaints of tenderness in the posterior left calcaneus, but there was none over the Achilles tendon insertion itself. Period. He had full dorsiflexion of 30 degrees, comma, full plantar flexion of 45 degrees, comma, full inversion between 35 and 45 degrees, and full eversion between 15 and 25 degrees. Brady was neurologically intact. Brady x-rays of the ankle and calcaneus were negative for acute trauma, but did reveal incidental enthesophytes of the posterior malleolus and the plantar calcaneus. Period. In light of the potential for an Achilles injury, he was referred for an MRI of the ankle. Period. New paragraph. This was conducted on 6-17-21, and its result will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Cullen was then seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Wellens, W-E-L-L-E-N-S, on 6-17-21. Period. She diagnosed Achilles bursitis of the left lower extremity as well as left foot pain. Period. She recommended orthotics. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. His care was monitored by Dr. Wellens through period. They cleared him for work with no restrictions, but requested he be allowed to leave for physical therapy. Period. He told Dr. Wellens on 11-16-21 he had not been able to attend therapy since the last visit because he had been unable to get out of work to do this. Period. She gave him a new prescription for physical therapy. Period. At her last visit on 1-12-22, Mr. Cullen did not have a documented clinical examination. Period. At the latest visit in which a physical exam was done is 11-16-21. Period. There were epicritic sensations that were grossly intact, motor strength at 5/5 bilaterally. But there was still discrete pain to palpation with hypertrophy of the left Achilles. Period. There was no calf tenderness. Period. There was still some guarding with active and passive dorsiflexion secondary to discomfort in the left Achilles. Period. Plantar flexor strength was 5/5, but again with guarding secondary to discomfort. Period. There was no indication that he was using orthotics or a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions on 6-8-21, William Cullen reportedly injured his left foot and ankle when he stepped down from a ladder. Period. He did not seek medical attention until presenting to WorkNet on 6-14-21. Period. There were no outward signs of external trauma. Paired x-rays of the left foot and ankle were performed. As noted above, paired these did show enthesophytes indicative of chronic issues. Paired, he then underwent an MRI on 6/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. He also came into the podiatric care of Dr. Wellens. Period. She diagnosed him with Achilles bursitis, for which she ordered therapy and orthotics. Period. It does not appear that he utilized orthotics. Period. His attendance at physical therapy was somewhat noncompliant since his employer would not let him leave work. Paired in the paragraph, this case will be rated for the diagnosis of a left ankle contusion or sprain and possibly Achilles tendinosis and retrocalcaneal bursitis. Paired. However, his clinical exam, particularly at the end of treatment, was unrevealing. Period. End. Put this in bold. Please print out the last physical therapy note that has a physical exam on it. That will probably be 12/29/21. And that is the end.